Mad Marv's Notebook for August 17th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2026. Okay, it's late. I gotta record something, and not much has happened today of interest. I've been struggling to find some kind of topic. Oh, has been at least an hour now. I think I've caught up on all the Dog Days episodes so far. And I think I might take a page out of MPAT's playbook here and review a book, but I don't want it to be a little RPG book because, I'm guessing we got a lot of that going on this year. So one other interesting book I've read this year is called I'm Starting to Worry About This Black Box of Doom. This is by Jason Pargin, P-A-R-G-I-N. And I got it through Audible, and I'm trying to remember the details around why I picked this up. It was a recommendation I heard on another podcast, and I want to say it came from the Political Orphanage podcast by Andrew Heaton. And even then, I can't remember the context around it, but I get the feeling that this interested him. Well, it's not that popular. It's only got 1,000-something, average review of 5 stars, or rounds up to 5 stars, but about 1,000 reviews. And the central plot, well, without spoilers, this is a lot like what happens if you let social media not necessarily run your life, but make certain choices in your life. But it's a totally fictionalized story, and the rationale behind how social media and believing the echo chambers, if you're a little too deep into certain parts of social media, can lead you down some really silly paths. Maybe I should do that, what Empath does, and at least read the blurb. Hold on a second. Okay, here's a blurb. A standalone, darkly humorous thriller set in modern America's Age of Anxiety by New York Times bestselling author Jason Pargin. Outside Los Angeles, a driver pulls up to find a young woman sitting on a large black box. She offers him $200,000 in cash to transport her and that box across the country to Washington, D.C. But there are rules. He cannot look inside the box, he cannot ask questions, he cannot tell anyone, they must leave immediately, and he must leave all trackable devices behind. What could possibly go wrong, right? So, yeah, that tracks fairly well. I'm gonna rate this book. Do I have a coin to flip? Okay, we'll go 4 out of 5 stars. It is a fairly interesting plot, and it pays off in the end. There's not much of a character development arc in this for a main character, and the plot twists, it's interesting, but not interesting enough for a second pass. So it's kind of got, that limited use out of a book. It's weird how I kind of value book purchases now. This is something that I would have definitely waited for a sale to purchase if it wasn't on some kind of a reading list among others I follow. But overall, yeah, if you want to try something that's not exactly humor, but I would say kind of on a humorous suspense kind of a thing based on, I really gotta say, it's really what happens if you let social media get out of hand. Anyway, that's enough for today, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.